Let us introduce you to the most secure crypto hardware wallet, Elipal, the Cold Wallet 2.0. Elipal is the safest and most convenient cryptocurrency wallet. Unlike traditional cold wallet that still needs to be plugged into a computer, Elipal is 100% computer-free on its own, making it the safest cold wallet in the market. With its cutting-edge app, the device generates a constantly changed QR code that needs to be scanned by your phone in order to proceed. Even if the app on your phone gets hacked, your coins will remain safe in your Elipal wallet. Elipal provides you the real-time market info, news, and price, allowing you to trade in and out coins anywhere, anytime. Elipal, the ultimate solution for next-generation cryptocurrency wallet.
Hi, everybody. This is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. It is Monday, the 16th of April, and what that means, it's me and Amir Ness having a look at the Bitcoin price. We have something very, very special and exciting with regards to Electronium. And we're also going to be giving you an update on what's happening with Elevate Group. Now, before I continue, I want to let you know this is not financial advice. Do your own due diligence. Don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. This is a sponsored video. And that's it. I think that's right, isn't it, Amir?
You'll get to the rest of the disclosure.
I will indeed. I will indeed. All right. Well, listen, very good. Very good. Let's have a look. What should we start off with? Do you want to say who you are and what you do and why you do it and...
People know by now, no? I mean, for those of you who might be watching for the first time.
For the first time, welcome.
Thank you, Crypto Rich. My name is Amir. I'm the founder of Elevate Group. We are a managed Bitcoin mining farm. What I mean by managed is you purchase your miners through us. We place them in our farm. We pass our power costs of 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. We pass that along to you, and we don't charge any hosting or any maintenance fees. We just charge a one time per month management fee of 20% of profit, which comes out to much less than the typical hosting fee, and you get full engineering staff. And what else? I guess that's the quick intro, Rich.
Yeah. Yes, it's a farm in Siberia, 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour, which I have been to in November. Don't go to Siberia in November unless you dress up super, super warm. And it's very simple.
I'm going again, actually, God willing, in the next month.
Okay.
Six weeks.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, let me share the screen. We're going to start with some Bitcoin price analysis and then the news about Elevate Group, what's happening there, and the world of mining. And excuse me, don't forget, very exciting news about Electronium if you are an Electronium holder like myself. Okay, this is courtesy of Crypto Everything. He has a free Telegram group which offers free technical analysis. He also has a paid group. I'm a member of the free group, and what he's saying is we're gonna have a squeeze on the Bollinger Bands, which means that there's going to be a price change. They're going to move in one direction or another, and it's going to start pumping. We've had this squeeze here, and what he's predicting is that there is the resistance between $5,800 to $6,100, roughly. And so he's predicting it's going to go up.
And yeah, so that's what's called a cup and handle.
Oh, yeah, shape. Here. Yes.
So yes. Chances are what we're going to see now is quiet consolidation. So and that would be bullish, quiet consolidation, like not too much movement up or down for the next few days, I would say.
Okay, now wait a minute. Where's the hand? This little thing is the handle? The handle come down?
So that's the cup. And the reason why I'm saying you're going to see not too much price action for the next few days is... Now the handle's about to get formed. So imagine imagine those candles just kind of continue straight on for a little while. Mm-hmm. That would be the handle.
Okay. Now where's the top of the cup? Here? Here?
Yeah. That's the top of the
this
cup.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay. So then...
Yeah, you could say either one of them, whichever one you want. But in general, that's the cup and then the handle. And that's usually a bullish pattern.
Yes, okay. Now, wouldn't it be that the handle goes down a little bit and then it goes shoots up?
Yeah, it could do that too. Nothing is, there is no like, this is a cup and handle and this is exactly how it looks, otherwise it's not. It's just, that's the general kind of schema.
Okay. And then if it does go down, how far could it go down?
Well, I mean, you could retest as low as the 2850, which is the support.
Ooh. Oh God,
Yeah,
no.
but that's highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely because people keep it's retested about here and people bought up. People bought. And then let me have a look
What
at.
is that? That was the daily chart,
Yeah,
Rich?
that was. Yep, yeah, that's the weekly chart on Binance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is the daily chart
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Okay, right.
on
2800.
CoinMarketCap. And then what I, if I focus in here, we've got a little ascending triangle. Possibly if I
Yeah.
move that up a little bit, maybe an ascending triangle building. Don't know, there's support here for these candles, which becomes resistance, and then you've got a little ascending triangle here as well, which is generally bullish. Not always. And then you've got the prices above the all these MAs, the 9, the 20.
Yeah, it's bullish. It's bullish. It's for sure it's bullish.
Definitely bullish. Right. Okay. Now what so we're predicting it's gonna keep going up generally.
Well, I think it's going to consolidate first
It's
and
gonna
then it's going to
consolidate,
grow.
okay. And then it's gonna go up to about 6,000-ish and then hit resistance, because that has been quite a bit of a support for a while. If we look again on the weekly chart, late last year where it was just bouncing off. So this could be fairly strong resistance, and it may take a while to break through 6,000. And then hopefully we're off to the races with the bull run. Now, you told me something before we started recording. Let me stop sharing. What's happening with mining? How the increase in the price of Bitcoin is affecting mining. Do you want to say a bit about that?
Yeah, so we haven't done it yet, but miner prices are going up. So number one, there's scarcity, right? They're not able to just manufacture as many as they want, and the ones they are making are getting sold out right away. So it's driving prices up. And we had a special sale in March, and then we bumped the prices up after that by $100, and they're probably going to go up again in May.
Okay, in May, so end of April.
Yeah, end of April.
Okay.
And this is like really important because, like, if you're buying real estate, if you're buying income property, obviously, the more you pay for that property, the lower your ROI is going to be. So now we're getting into this window period where people are becoming bullish on the price of Bitcoin, right? And even though Bitcoin hasn't moved to 6,000, 7,000 or anything like that, it's only moved 20, 25% from, the 4,000 mark where it stayed for a long time. But what's happening is, as the sentiment becomes more bullish, the asset that generates that income is going to get more expensive. And this was what we talked about like several months ago, when we had the alpha sale. We said, look, you're able to buy miners for really cheap right now, even though the ROI is very low. And some people understood that and bought a lot, and some people didn't, but that's okay. But the point is that if BTC price starts to move up, it's only the people who are mining already that are going to realize the gain in the ROI because of that. Because if you buy the miner after it's moved up, you're going to pay more for it. So it's really very much like, income property.
I get it. So they're not making, so the demand is going up because people are getting bullish, so they want to get back into mining, and Bitmain aren't able to supply the build and supply the miners quick enough, so they're running out. So there's a increased demand, which will lead to increase in price. Limited supply, which will lead to increase in price. Now, is it that a lot of the miners that shut down their operations are restarting again, or other mining operations restarting?
Not yet, because like 4,000 is not so much different than 5,000. So what ends up happening is, if you own a farm and you're going to spend all this money to turn it on again, you got to be comfortable that it's going to, you don't want to keep flipping the switch on and off. You can't do that. So I think the farms that are not operating right now are farms whose electricity costs are like 7-8 cents per kilowatt hour. They're much higher. So those guys might be barely profitable right now, but they're certainly not comfortable to say, let's turn everything on now. So I don't think you're going to see that. But if you see a sharp up move in Bitcoin, then you could see that.
Right. Okay. Okay. And then I think what's smart about Elevate Group is that coming in the bear market and still managing to be barely profitable, slightly profitable, sets us up really well for when the bull market comes, which it inevitably will.
It was all about that. It was always about just treading water until we could get to the bull market. And we've done a pretty decent job of that. We do have, you know, the logistical nightmare of the alphas, the second half of them. We're receiving about another 117 or so miners from the Alpha 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got another couple hundred to go, and then we can close that chapter and move on.
Yeah. And just for people who don't know, what happened was the Alpha miners are nearly new S9 miners that we got from a farm that closed down when the Bitcoin price dropped. It was too expensive for them. And we used a logistics company that we don't normally use, and there's been all sorts of delays. And what you've done, Amir, and the team at Elevate Group, is those that have had their Alpha miners delayed have been given Bitcoin payments as if those Alpha miners were online, as a customer service gesture, which to me says...
For the month of February,
which to me says something about the commitment to customer service and the transparency, because you could have said, listen, they haven't arrived, too bad. You have to eat it and wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we wanted to do was provide it also for the month of March. But the problem is that was part of a negotiation we were having with the logistics company. And when the mining profits all of a sudden shot up, they backed out. And, you know, so we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars now.
Wow.
So we still want to do something for our investors for the month of March, and we will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to Gabby tonight and see what we can come up with to help them out. But yeah, we understand that this was very frustrating for everyone.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And just to be clear, this is only for this particular batch of miners. There's no issues with the deliveries of the other orders. And what's available is the S11, the S15, and not yet the S17.
The S17 is sold out. I'm talking to Gabby tonight, like I said, so I'll find out more about that. But we should be able to have the S17 pretty soon too.
Okay, and that's even more powerful. And for those ones, there's no issues with the logistics, but if I were to order now, complete the KYC, it might be 4 or 5 weeks before it comes online, because it's got to come from China, go to Moscow, from Moscow across to Irkutsk, be checked by the engineers, tested, repaired if necessary, because sometimes they have little faults, and before it gets going. All right, so it's not instant, but then it's yours for 2, 3, 4 years, 80% of whatever Bitcoin is mined, less the electricity costs.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. And then there's something else because what Elevate Group do is Bitcoin mining, and there's something else you want to let us know about Electronium. So yep. Those of you that are Electronium holders.
We've received the Electronium miners. We have a group of beta testers for the Electronium coin.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to, you know, look at calculators and make estimates or anything like that. We're going to run the miners for a week, look at the profits, and post them for everyone to see what the ROI is and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're going to get that started in the next couple of days.
Very good, very good. And send me some photos and a little video clip, and I'll have more information about that, and you can track that. Will it be on the Awesome Miner dashboard?
So it will, yeah. Awesome Miner does support it.
Great. Okay, so then people can track how it's going and stuff. And then if there's something that you're interested in, what I suggest you do is you join the Elevate Group Telegram and get all your questions answered and explore this. You know, mining may not be for you, because one of the things I've noticed is some people can't get their head around how the opportunity of mining. The thing for me that does it, Amir, is that the people with big money, they invest in mining.
Yeah,
the smart money.
Some of the biggest players in Bitcoin are the miners. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. And through Elevate Group, I'm able to get a little piece of the action. So, Amir, anything else you want to let us know?
So the Electronium launch, the alpha update. You know, Ellie in the room mentioned today, I had announced that we're working on a wallet solution. So maybe I'll mention that, what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially, we're working with a well-known company, I won't mention the name now, but the solution is we're moving towards providing every investor with their own wallet,
mm-hmm.
and we mine directly into the wallet. So there is no month and distribution anymore. Every day we're mining into your wallet, and then at the end of each week we take out the power cost and take out the management fee, and the rest stays. So what ends up happening is you basically are getting your BTC, you're getting your Bitcoin every day,
right?
And there is distribution. You just take your BTC when you want it.
Okay, and what about the transaction costs? If I'm receiving Bitcoin every day?
Well, it's the transaction cost gets, we're going to have to pay that anyway, right? I mean, mm-hmm. whether it's coming into our wallet first and then it comes to you, or whether it goes to you. That's part of just the operating procedure, I guess you would call it, or the part of the operations. It's not a fee that we charge. It's
sure. But if I'm getting payments every day, aren't I going to be paying more transaction costs?
That's a good question, actually. I have to ask the engineers how they would handle that.
Yeah. Because otherwise, maybe do payments every week.
Yeah. So if not, we would do it once a week, or we would look at what the fee is and see if, you know, it's because it might be an on-chain transaction, which would reduce the cost quite a bit. Because mm-hmm. if it's coming from, let's say, the mining pool, okay, our own pool, and then it's going into a wallet which is connected to that pool, there might not be much of a transaction fee.
Right.
So
okay.
It's something that, this is why we're not even near announcing it yet, because it's like a couple months away, but it is where we're going towards, yeah.
Very good, and it will make life simpler. And also, yeah. Just to say that the Elevate Group do post the statistics, the mining statistics and the profitability, so you can all check your figures and stuff, and I did a video about that last week, so you can check out the transparency of that. Okay, and the private keys for these wallets, who will have them?
So that's also part of what we're talking about. Obviously, we want the investors to have their own private keys, so that it's their wallet.
Great. Very good, because that makes it a whole lot safer. And if it isn't, And with some instances, you know, with some services it isn't. Then what there is to do is to transfer the Bitcoin to your own wallet.
Believe it or not, some people don't want to have their private keys because they don't want that responsibility. Wow. So, but we also want them to have it because it's just easier to tell, especially more experienced investors, that, hey, you know, the wallet is yours, the private keys are yours. Obviously, we have to make sure that, especially for the larger clients, that, you know, if you have 100 miners running, that's a lot of BTC going into your wallet every day.
Mm.
So we don't want you to take that money out until we've charged, you know, taken out the electricity and the management fee. So we'll probably have to think about that. But it's not that big of a problem because, you know, we have the miner and the miner needs to keep running. So nobody is going to want to stop that process.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Anything else, Amir?
No, on that front, no. That's it. The technicals were, again, in boring territory, basically, until something happens.
Great. Great. All right. Well, listen, Amir, thank you so much. I'm going to have the links below for Crypto Everything's Telegram group. Do join that. I'm going to have links below for Elevate group, so you can check out the website, and also for the Elevate group Telegram. And between now and when I see you next, what should people do, Amir?
They should get rich with crypto profits. Investment advice from either you or me
or anybody. Amir, that's really terrible. Thank you so much. So everybody, thank you so much for watching. Subscribe, hit notification bell, comment, like, all that stuff. And between now and when I see you next, Amir, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits.
That's Crypto Rich.
This is Crypto Rich and Crypto Amir signing out. All the best. Bye bye.